a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning, you beautiful people. You, how are we today? We're into 2019, second day into 2019, this linear experience we call time. That's a curious thing. Welcome. Welcome to this morning's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And welcome to 2019. And, you know, I've asked for the last couple of years in particular, does it matter? Does any of this matter? And, you know, you reflect on certain things. Why is someone like Maurice Strong, who passed away not too long ago, more influential than other folks? You know, what gives him the inherent right to influence the thoughts and behaviors and actions of millions and millions of people versus anyone else? You, me, for instance. And so, you know, maybe we'll sort of search that out this year a little bit, but, and you know, you start thinking about permits and licensing and things like that. If we all behaved responsibly, then, you know, maybe things would be different. Do we need a license to travel freely when it seems that traveling freely is an inherent, inalienable right protected by the Bill of Rights? It's one of those, you know, you look at the 10th Amendment in particular, the rights enumerated, but not, you know, including but not limited to, basically, is sort of the operative concept there. But according to folks like Edward Bernays, you know, remember he wrote back in The Engineering of Consent that people are stupid herd animals, basically paraphrasing. And so that's why we need to propagandize and manipulate them in large numbers. And, you know, so someone like me will immediately think of and argue that Thomas Jefferson was, you know, what about what Jefferson argued, that if we inform their discretion, maybe they make better choices. And Bernays spoke to that. And he said, you know, even if we had the best schools and we taught people everything they needed to know, they still need to be propagandized. So you have folks like that, Maurice Strong, Edward Bernays, very, very influential folks. And I would say unduly so. Why does history record certain folks and not others? Why do we hear that Nietzsche, Wundt, Marx, Skinner, Foucault, people like this are influential folks, but the world isn't sitting around studying Eustace Mullins or James Perloff or Ezra Pound or, you know, things that Jack Otto wrote and said? Why is that? No one's out. Generally speaking, we're not encouraged to go find out who Mae Brussel was. Why is that? And, you know, I would argue that someone like Eustace Mullins or Ezra Pound or Mae Brussel, these are folks that dedicated their lives to the betterment of posterity. So why aren't we encouraged to find out for ourselves? These are curious things. And so food for thought, but I feel encouraged. I think, to borrow from Dickens, I've mentioned this. I think this year is going to be the best and worst of times. I think we're going to have opportunities. Over the last 10 years, I remember about 10 years ago that I was, you know, coming out of the mortgage industry. I was thinking and sort of seeing that the next however many years, the next few years would be revealing character to us. Because if you recall those early 2000s, after the dot bomb into the mortgage craze, when easy money met the rezoning and redistricting of affordable housing. Anyway, when those two things met and some other legislative hijinks, and we had the era of, you know, home ownership is an American right. We're born with, that's one of our inalienable rights, which is, yeah, not real. So we got all excited, all drunk on funny money and bad paper. And in the drunken condition of our society, things seemed to be great because we had a warped sense of a warped perception of things. There was a Well, to borrow from Alan Greenspan, we had a case of irrational exuberance, and that was, I think, an apropos term, but ironic, probably because, you know, Greenspan was one of the most notable figures in creating the condition of irrational exuberance. And he knew that, which gets back to my point that bad guys are usually particularly skilled in defining the problem because they helped create it after all. Here's the problem. And you go, wow, that's exactly what it is. And then they say, so, you know, to fix the problem, we should make it 10 times worse. Wait a minute. Now that, how can you understand the problem so well and then advocate something that sounds more like suicide than a fix? Well, we know the answer to that is rhetorical in nature. Anyway, so Greenspan's irrational exuberance was sort of in full effect. We had a warped perception of things. One of the best ways I describe it is in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene corridor, which is less than 30 miles. Spokane and Coeur d'Alene are Spokane, Washington, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for those who don't know, are less than 30 miles apart in different states. They border Washington and Idaho, obviously, but that corridor used to be largely farmland, and then the Schneidmiller family sold off hundreds of acres, which were developed in the Liberty Lake area and surrounding area. And so that whole corridor became urban sprawl, essentially. And in the during the subprime contagion years, as it's now known, that was a particular hotbed for growth. And at one point, it saw 40% appreciation year over year. And that is completely unreasonable. You know, housing might pace with inflation generally, but not even that necessarily. And that's a frightening thought, which is why folks get taxed out of their dream homes eventually. Speaking of Coeur d'Alene, that's a notorious area. It used to be affordable not too many decades ago, and families had houses around the lake that they'd had vacation properties for a generation or two, sometimes more. And then all of a sudden, it got prohibitively expensive and families began being taxed out of their property, especially in areas that A-list Hollywood celebrities were interested in. So funny how that works. But I remember thinking that in those years following the subprime contagion, you know, after 2008, that what would happen would reveal our character to us as a society, because the false sense of affluence and the false prosperity gives you a false sense of security and a false sense of self. And people were thinking things are great. We're doing great. And in this society that we've been conditioned to believe that these things that aren't real, these synthetic creations, are just normal. This is the way it always is. Things always go up. They never come down. We always make more. Things always get better. The numbers are always better. We got lulled to sleep, and that wasn't by accident. Suddenly things come crashing down and reality sets in. When everyone is struggling generally, then things are different. And so we have to take stock in a way that is more honest than maybe we're comfortable with. So I think that's been happening. And now we're at a place where hopefully we can be more honest with ourselves and one another. I think we're getting there, but it's going to be an interesting year. The best of times and the worst of times, I think. There was an article, Washington Post, I was sort of talking about this recently over the last couple of weeks. In particular, if I have this conversation, private conversations, nobody wants to have it. Oh, that's uncomfortable. It's not fun. But I saw this article in Washington Post the other day, and though it sort of zeroes in on the Trump administration government shutdown in sort of specious fashion, you know, the border wall stuff. There's a video linked in there. That notwithstanding, it's still, I think, a provocative article. And it's also, I think, a painful, bitterly painful irony that it borrows from a recent Federal Reserve report. It was May 2018. Federal Reserve report that spotlights what the article refers to as the prevalence of extra tight budgets. From the Federal Reserve report, 4 in 10 adults say they couldn't produce $400 in an emergency without sliding into debt or selling something, according to the 2017 figures. So the title of the article is "Living Paycheck to Paycheck is Disturbingly Common. I See No Way Out" is a quote. "The struggle is everywhere" is a subtitle. And they have at the top a photo of Saul Smith. The caption reads, "Saul Smith, 40, in the side yard of his home in Laguna Niguel, California, Thursday. Smith and his family live paycheck to paycheck. Despite advanced degrees and professional success due to living costs." It's not living costs. It's inflation. You know? The old joke, it's not living costs, it's inflation, stupid. And where does inflation come from? So again, bad guys are great at diagnosing the problem because they help create it. The Federal Reserve has a report that details all of this very conveniently. How is this happening? We don't know. That report is titled "Report on the Economic Well-Being of U.S. Households in 2017. Who better to manage the assisted suicide, the euthanizing of America, than Mengele himself, you know, the Federal Reserve? Report on the Economic Well-Being of U.S. Households in 2017. Might as well be called Report on the Assisted Economic Suicide of U.S. Households in 2017. Because that's really what it amounts to. Is that too cynical? I don't think so. So this is a real problem. From the article, Daniel Paquette's article over at Washington Post. And this is the business section. Just 3 days ago. "Inescapable. It's a constant stressor. I see no way out." Those are quotes from folks who weighed in on Twitter. What do professors, real estate agents, farmers, business executives, computer programmers, and store clerks have in common? They're not immune to the harsh reality of living paycheck to paycheck, according to dozens of people who responded to a Washington Post inquiry on Twitter. I think that's a good place to start the new year and discussion of it. What do you think? You're right.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
So this article, Washington Post, December 28th, it was updated or actually published the 29th, but a couple days ago, a few days ago, living paycheck to paycheck is disturbingly common. I see no way out. An interesting article again. Well, just continuing from the article. What do all of these folks have in common? They're not immune to the harsh reality of living paycheck to paycheck. According to dozens of people who responded to a Washington Post inquiry on Twitter, they're millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers. They work in big cities and rural towns. They've tried to save, but rent, childcare, student loans, and medical bills get in the way. How convenient. You know, it reminds me of the situation overseas that has gone on really since time immemorial, but it's been institutionalized in the long war era where, you know, you send troops overseas and you spin up drug production and you pay them a pittance in unbearable, intolerable conditions where you know that invariably drug use will skyrocket, and then they spend their pittance on drugs, and it's a sort of a little combine, you know, a closed loop system that you create. It's the same kind of thing, you know. Rent, childcare, student loans, and medical bills. So the inflationary cycle and the propaganda machine combine to really conspire against every American, generally speaking, when you think of rent, childcare, student loans, and medical bills. Shouldn't have childcare. I think the country would be a better place if at least one parent, you know, one parent was a full-time parent, basically. And probably mom, because they're better equipped to nurture children. There's something I've mentioned it before. There's something very unnatural that occurs. We've all seen it when a child, you know, maybe you've experienced it from both sides. I know that feeling when you're a child that has a parent leaving, a mother especially, that's traumatizing. We've seen it. Everyone's, you know, that's a sort of cliche type thing. When children are left at some form of care, if it's not a family member they've grown up with, but professional nurses. Remember what Bertrand Russell wrote about that and the impact of science on society? This goes back a long way. Child care, student loans. Why do we need student loans and medical bills? Why do we need that? Why aren't we returning to home remedies and things like that that work? You know, you hear about these things, and people, because of the propaganda, now view home remedies more like wives' tales and things like that. If it doesn't have a fancy package and slick advertising, well, then it must not be real. But that was all by design, wasn't it? So many folks from all walks of life in all areas of the country are struggling. And again, back to the article, national data on the paycheck to paycheck experience is flimsy. Imagine that, even though, you know, half the country at any given moment is experiencing it. Data is flimsy, but a recent report from the Federal Reserve spotlights the prevalence of extra tight budgets. Again, 4 in 10 adults say they couldn't produce $400 in an emergency without sliding into debt or selling something, according to the 2017 figures. And then we get into the, you know, Trump administration propaganda. Let's be honest about this, though, rather than get off on specious conflicts. The partial government shutdown, the article reads, which began last Friday, is a temporary halting pay, is temporarily halting pay for some 800,000 federal workers. And it has touched off a heated discussion on Twitter about what it means to get by in the United States. So, what does it mean to get by in the United States? Is it the or these, by the way, United States? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Again, welcome to 2019. It has been said that, you know, you should go to school for a long time and that childhood should last forever. No, maybe it hasn't been said that, but it has been posited and surmised by some that we should go to school for a long time, get a great degree, and go work for somebody or, you know, somebody or other, and probably at a large corporation or even for the government, because, you know, large corporations, there are folks working from behind the scenes to make sure that these large corporations don't go away, unless, of course, you have somebody like Eddie Haskell Lampert who gets involved, Skull and Bonesman, corporate raiding pirate. You have folks like that involved, and then, well, you know, we know what happens. So Some have surmised that the best way to, you know, insulate yourself, the general populace, is to go to school for a long time, get a job at a large corporation, and maybe even work for the government, because the government's not going to go away. But doesn't that sort of lend itself to the kind of tyranny that we in America, to, you know, the kind of ideological tyranny to which we are inherently diametrically opposed? Wasn't that somewhere in our DNA at one point in America? I thought it was. I was led to believe that. Maybe that's just a fanciful notion, but the larger the corporations get, the smaller, the more narrow the scope of views. And these days, it seems the views expressed and represented do not align with yours and mine. And the government, working for the government, my goodness, I can't help but be reminded of Hayek in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 9, Security and Freedom. Opening the chapter, Hayek quotes Lenin and Trotsky. Lenin back in 1917, the whole of society will have become a single office and a single factory with equality of work and equality of pay. Again, that's an Illuminatist directive. And then Trotsky from 1937, in a country where the sole employer is the state, capital S, opposition means death by slow starvation. The old principle, who does not work shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one, who does not obey shall not eat. That's a dangerous situation. So that's part of the discussion in this Washington Post article. Again, the title, Living Paycheck to Paycheck is Disturbingly Common. I See No Way Out. And this was published December 29th, 2018, so just a few short days ago. So continuing from the article, as the specious discussion heats up about Trump administration, border wall, government shutdown, that's not the real issue here. But the real issue lurks just beneath the surface of this specious, contrived, fomented conflict. And it should be the real focus of this article. You know, Thomas Jefferson telling us we must make our election between economy and liberty, or profusion and servitude. Guys like David de Rothschild say, you know, when someone says, should we get rid of the Federal Reserve? Should we abolish this central banking scheme, this scam, this Ponzi scheme? It is a Ponzi scheme, though it has been sanctioned by Congress. Well, even that's questionable, obviously. Before there was Griffin's Creature from Jekyll Island, there was Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve, commissioned by Ezra Pound from his political exile. You know, and Eustace Mullins went to the Library of Congress and did an extended bit of research anyway. And that's something, I mean, how many of us are encouraged to look into that? How many people believe that their kidnapper is their benefactor in this society, in whatever way? In this case, the Federal Reserve. It is a Ponzi scheme, ostensibly sanctioned by Congress. I think ostensibly is probably the most apropos, most fitting operative term there. So why aren't we having that discussion? Why, when David Rothschild says, someone suggests that we should get rid of the Federal Reserve, this Ponzi scheme, he says, oh no, then Americans couldn't speculate. That gets to the heart of my point about a junkie society. Drunk on this funny money. Everything's always going to go up. Things are always going to get better. We're always You know, we got out of school, we got a great job, even though that's questionable these days. We've lost all of our industry, again, because of the control that an inordinately few wield. If we just change our thinking, it will change our behavior, our attitudes, our actions towards certain things. It could change things. It's an overwhelming problem. You know, you think about things that guys like Edward Bernays have done, steering an entire country of people, millions of people, unbeknownst to them. They are not wise to the parlor trick that's being played day in and day out against them. I watched a few episodes of Criminal Minds recently, which is a very captivating, entertaining series. But it's interesting how it normalizes certain things. The, you know, Rand Corporation's game theory, and specifically the iterative prisoner's dilemma, breaking down loyalty among people, different class groups. You know, you can't trust loyalty among family and friends and coworkers and. There is no loyalty. Everyone can be broken down through the iterative prisoner's dilemma. And also, it's a very, I think, interesting point of note that several episodes deal with the controversial nature of certain issues that the certain at least factions of certain government agencies are involved in. You know, the FBI's COINTELPRO and suborning folks and creating informants by conscripting low-level criminals to certain behavior. And that's a subject we've talked about. I mean, mosques calling the FBI to say, this guy is acting really weird, only to discover that this guy is an FBI informant. Which is, you know, it would be humorous if it weren't so tragic and unfortunate the way that that plays out. And then of course there's you know, Gladio and Gladio B, Gladio C, those kinds of things, sheep dipping, and so on. For those unfamiliar with how all of this nonsense works, maybe look into the Tablighi Jamaat Network and Philip B. Haney's research. Maybe get a copy of his book, See Something, Say Nothing, A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. Philip B. Haney was a DHS investigator who uncovered a network that ultimately led right back to the FBI and the FBI's efforts to, at least a contingent of the FBI, to maintain connections at mosques that is very similar to what, you know, Operation Cyclone has, or excuse me, Operation Gladio has created overseas. A clandestine network of collateral assets that are able to be dispatched, pun intended, at any given moment. So you can look into that, or oh gosh, what's his name? Now it escapes me. Speaking of informants, now I can't think of his name. Craig Montiel, Craig Montiel, that's his name. Do a search for Craig Montiel. His name is spelled a little strange, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Montiel, M-O-N-T-E-I-L-H, Craig Montiel. And you'll find lots of fun stories if you do some research on Craig Montiel. There's the Guardian story, the ex-FBI informant with a change of heart. There is no real hunt. It's fixed. What does that mean? The Nation story, deploying informants, the FBI stings Muslims, Huffington Post, former FBI informant Craig Montiel, FBI encouraged me to sleep with Muslim women for intel. From movements to mosques, informants endanger democracy. That's a Political Research Associates article. The Intercept article back in 2017, how the FBI conceals its payments to confidential sources. You know, sometimes when they're stealing property from folks, they offer this to informants. You know, when we take this guy down, you can, this property will go to auction and we'll make sure that it goes to you. Fun stuff like that. Or this Washington Post article, tension grows between California Muslims, FBI after informant infiltrates mosque. So that is what I'm talking about. The, you know, local mosque attendees contact the FBI and say, this guy's acting weird, only to discover that he's the FBI's guy. Trying to find an unwitting dupe, a useful idiot, a James Cromedy or Muhammad. Those are two examples of hapless patsies. And, you know, whenever this subject arises, whenever this discussion arises, I always mention Trevor Aronson's 2015 TED Talk. And Trevor Aronson literally wrote the book on the subject. So, you know, the title of the book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. And his TED Talk, How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists. That's interesting. I wonder what he means. Is this required reading? So anyway, it's interesting that Criminal Minds deals, it borders on this subject, but instead of dealing with the fact that, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, and, you know, in this case, the FBI literally does create terrorists sometimes. Like Trevor Aronson put it in his TED Talk, he opened his TED Talk with the words, the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. So you watch shows like Criminal Minds and you get fed a steady and continual diet of the FBI is the good guys, always the good guys, never anything but the good guys. But wait, if the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and the Islamic State combined, then apparently their reputation is not so sterling as we would be led to believe. So we have this sort of propaganda. Anyway, back to the financial issue. David Rothschild doesn't think we should abolish the Federal Reserve and central banking because then Americans wouldn't be able to speculate. Then we would probably be more apt to and inclined to have a real conversation about the choice that Thomas Jefferson mentioned. We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. Borrower is always servant to the lender. And we are, I would say, plunged into the peril of profusion and servitude at this point. Conscripted to the wheel of service, to a debt that we did not sign up for. You know, again, this gets back to discussion that Jefferson mentioned. Does the earth indeed belong in usufruct to the living? You know, it would seem in America that hasn't been the case for about 100 years or so because of this perpetual debt. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back. We'll get back to some of this discussion here in a second. But for now, in the last segment here. So Donald Trump is, speaking of conversations that lurk just beneath the surface of specious, fomented, contrived conflicts. Donald Trump tweets about General McChrystal. People have been talking about how he's tweeting about McChrystal. And, for example, this tweet yesterday, General, quote unquote, McChrystal got fired like a dog by Obama. Last assignment, a total bust, known for big dumb mouth, Hillary lover. And he retweets Laura Ingraham's tweet. Media didn't like McChrystal until he started bashing Trump. What about the Michael Hastings story? What about that article, the infamous runaway general article, the profile that brought down McChrystal over at Rolling Stone? So here's a timeline. Runaway general, the profile that brought down McChrystal. How Rolling Stone's Michael Hastings got General McChrystal on the record. General McChrystal's story by Michael Hastings inspired War Machine starring Brad Pitt. These are all Rolling Stone articles. And then Michael Hastings, Rolling Stone contributor, dead at 33. There's a timeline and a series of stories to discuss. Actually, the How Rolling Stone Michael Hastings got General McChrystal on record is a Daily Beast story. The others are Rolling Stone articles. So what about that discussion? What about the companion discussion of Jeremy Scahill going, wait a second, who is this McChrystal guy? He was a virtual non-entity before Michael Hastings and Jeremy Scahill really kind of brought that out into full light, what was going on. And what is JSOC doing, Joint Special Operations Command, going around the world in P2OG fashion, below the CNN line, poking the world in the nose, proactive preemptive operations group, night raids, rappelling out of helicopters in the dead of night, shooting places and people, digging bullets out of bodies and buildings. It never happened. Prove it. You know, that's the real story. And that is the pretext to R2P. Oh, look, these people are, there's unrest. These people are getting excited. So if you go around again, I mean, right back to what Gary Webb said in 1998 on Washington, C-SPAN's Washington Journal, what do you make of all of this violence? And Gary Webb said, well, Jonathan Quitney wrote a book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. And Gary Webb summed it up. When you go around the world shooting people with American guns and American bullets, you make enemies. That's what McChrystal represents. And when you're making enemies, but that's happening below the CNN line, the American public doesn't know about it, then the rest of the world gets pissed off because you're killing people and CNN's not reporting it. Well, I mean, it was a night raid and there are no, you know, there's really no evidence left behind. So prove it. I mean, did it really happen? Then that, you know, has a tendency to upset people. How long do you go as a world looking on and being victimized by this nonsense, this psychopathy, and just small numbers of folks who want to, you know, steal the world for themselves and subjugate populations worldwide? How long do you